Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Christian Teller-Wilkinson, Chief Executive Officer of Altona Rare Earths, A&R's ticker. Christian, thanks for joining me.
Morning, Justin. How are you?
Yeah, good. And you've got some decent news out here. JORC-compliant exploration target estimate highlights the globally significant size and grade potential. We'll talk about that a bit, what it means for you, the significance of that. Before we do, Christian, for people maybe not familiar with Altona, explain what you're about, please.
Sure. We're listed on AQUIS currently, but we're looking to move that listing to the LSE within the next month or so. We are a junior mining exploration company, and we are fully dedicated to finding high-grade deposits of rare earth metals in Africa. We're currently in Mozambique, but we're looking at other opportunities in different countries to give us a nice broad portfolio. The end target would be to become a producer of rare earths and be able to deliver those to the UK, the EU, to help with our electric vehicles and green energy industries.
Yeah, revolution, essentially, is happening.
Revolution.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, take us through this this JORC-compliant exploration here and see what's happened. Explain the significance of it and what it means going forward, if you could.
Of course, yeah. So this is ahead of the more formal JORC resource statement that we're aiming to publish, which is normally the first sort of key milestone in the step for any exploration company. But we thought it would be helpful for our shareholders if we also did this sort of prior exploration target. Also, it's JORC compliant, so it's not done by us, it's done by an independent company. So all the figures are verified and not from the company. We just provided our drilling data, which they've also verified. And from a sort of initial target we were looking at Monte Mwambe of 25 million tons, we're now seeing the sort of the upper end is going to be around 56, 57 million tons. And crucially, the average total rare earth oxide is 1.65%. So that takes into account those areas which may have sort of 0.5%, all the way up to those sort of fairly defined large ore bodies of over 2.5%. And to put into context, projects around 1%, I think, for a carbonatite are usually considered acceptable to go through to production. You know, they are economically viable. I think it's the description best to use. So this is above average. And within the data that we've released today, this isn't the full report. We will put the full report in when it's complete and sign off in maybe in a week or two's time. But importantly, we're finding thick seams, about 5 million tons worth, over 2.5%, which is literally exceptional. It's if you compare it to some of our listed peers, it's both a bigger resource and the grade is slightly higher.
Yeah.
So it gives us what it gives the board is the first confidence marker to show that we really need to fully commit at Monte Mwambe. We need to get these programs, these drilling seasons done accurately, correctly. It allows Cedric Simonet, our chief operating officer who lives on site, to continue to define the size of the different ore bodies and to start on plans for, you know, extraction down in the future.
Yeah. So essentially, you're buoyed by this, and it validates what you're doing down there, and so you're very pleased with the results. So it's quite significant, isn't it, really?
It is, yeah. It's better than we thought. You don't know what you're going to get when you start. This project was drilled 10, 12 years ago by another company for a different mineral. We took it over because there were some signs that rare earths were present, but we didn't expect it to be as significant as this. You know, we started drilling. It's a sort of 5x4, 19 square kilometer extinct ancient volcano. And we started at the sort of northern end of it where the historic camp was. And over winter, we started doing soil sampling all the way sort of through the middle down to the bottom of the basin, to the south of the basin. And that's where we're finding these richer targets. So target 4, one of the targets we reported on today, is one of the new targets. And it's exceptional. In this market where the demand for rare earths, it has become critical. So in the sort of global list of critical metals, light rare earths and heavy rare earths are 1 and 3 on the list. And there's only cobalt that sits at number 2 currently. Cobalt's used in the production of batteries. So whilst rare earths are used for, you know, many, many end products that the everyday person uses, like mobile phones, the key space for them at the moment is electric vehicles, wind turbines, and it's a clear fact that there aren't enough of the sort of critical metals, the neodymium, praseodymium, and a few others. There just aren't enough in supply at the moment to meet the current quotas that all the car manufacturers are telling the world that they're going to make.
So it's really
good to be part of this, to provide an alternative supply.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what's next? Until we get this sort of Q1 next year, what's going on there?
So we're continuing maybe another 2.5 months of drilling. Target 1 has had sort of 150 holes drilled on it, so those holes are fairly close together. So we're pretty certain what the ore body is going to look like. We've seen all those sort of 3D CAD models under the surface, which are very interesting. So you can see how far it goes down and the shape of it, the size of it. But Target 4, which is included in this report, has had less holes, and so those holes are more widely spaced out. So what Cedric is looking to do is to infill some of those holes to get a clearer picture. So what we've announced today will be confirmed. There will be some metallurgy started as well, because what we'll also need to do is define out of the 17 rare earths that are classified in the periodic table, we need to know which of those rare earths we have and in what proportion. So again, into context, some of the rare earths are sort of $1,000 a kilo, and some are, you know, $1 a kilo. So it wouldn't be great to have a very high proportion of cerium, for example, at $1 a kilo. We'd rather have things like dysprosium and neodymium, praseodymium. But we are finding NdPr in above average quantities. So it is looking good. So more drilling, send all the stuff off, all the samples off to the lab, probably by October. And hopefully they can get the skates on and get it processed and send us a report back early in Q1 2023. We'll be going to Indaba and the one-to-one conference down in Africa again this next year. So it'd be nice to publish the data before we go, so we can have some sort of serious conversations on the back of this first result statement.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. Okay, Kristen, if you could, then, if someone's listening to this, likes the sound of the progress you're making there, but not yet following the story, if you could give them 3 quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Altona Rare Earths to their watch list, please.
Yeah, of course. We're a sub £3 million company with a published estimated resource equal, if not better, than some of our peers whose market cap is above 40 million. That's the first reason. The second reason, we're in the rare earth sector. The demand for these metals is only going to increase over the next 20 years. There isn't an alternative to making the magnets needed for, you know, cars and turbines other than using rare earth metals. And I think finally, we're about to move our listing from Aquis to the LSE. So the share price has stagnated over the last 6 months while sitting on this illiquid market. We would hope that when we transition to the LSE, that liquidity barrier will be removed. in sort of time where we're seeing maybe a slight peak away from this, the last few months of downturn in the market. So we could take advantage of it. So I think it's a good time to get in at 8p.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Thanks for that, Christian. And no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.